Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including the e-commerce question and answer book and the newest one that I know of, though at least the hardback version, E-Learning 2.0. She was around when the first people were developing the early resources so you and I could use the internet. She was right there with them and leading the charge, and she's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Was it Mosaic? What was the first one you worked on?
Oh, it was Netscape.
Netscape, that's what
Navigator.
It was. Navigator, that was my first one, Navigator. I used that one first. I had no idea that it had your fingerprints all over it.
I didn't do Navigator. I was doing server products as opposed to desktop products.
But they don't know. You didn't have to say that. They don't know that.
Hey, well, I was doing all the stuff that gets it working on the web as opposed
exactly.
to the stuff people see.
Right. So I like talk. That's the reason why you're so valuable to us. Anita, you've got such a deep taproot with regard to the internet, to using the World Wide Web and all the tools and everything. And one of those things, so it's been fun, I'm sure, and exciting for you to observe how all of this has evolved and how it's turned into not only two-dimensional presentation of digital information, but three-dimensional community building.
Well, it's true. But you know what? The big thing that I really impress, because I give presentations about moving your business
mm-hmm.
To the next level, whatever the next digital frontier is, there's
right.
always a new one. There's mm-hmm. always something new, and where do you need to be? Do you need to be with the new one? You know, 15 years ago, I was talking about putting your company online. Now
uh-huh.
I'm talking to people about moving yourself to mobile and social networking. And the biggest thing is 80% is understanding your business and understanding your customers
right.
and knowing how you currently communicate with them
mm-hmm.
and how you currently effectively communicate with them. What do you currently say? What do you currently do that works? It's effective.
And that hasn't changed in 10,000 years. Just
correct.
Those rules haven't changed, but the tools have changed.
Exactly. And 80% of it, 80%. Is understanding that communication
mm-hmm.
between what you're doing and your customers. That's the piece that hasn't changed. That's the piece that you really need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
20% of it is understanding, you know, 50 years ago, how did we used print to get to our customers.
Mm-hmm.
Then it moved to things like 800 numbers that we had available for our customers. You know, there's new things that have continually come in the 1970s. All of a sudden, we got 800 and 900 numbers that people could use
uh-huh.
to communicate with our customers. And then we got the internet. Oh, we got something else that we could use to communicate with our customers. It's the same message. It's the same information. It's just now we have a new tool that we can use.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we have a couple new tools, one of which is now we have mobile that we could use.
Yeah.
So it's just skinnying down. You got a lot less place information because you've got a smaller format.
Where things are different, though, there is a variation on this. Is that for years, for all those millennia, basically, as you say, the message, the way we connect with customers, the way we contact them, the way we give them an experience, they're still humans. We're still humans. That part hasn't changed.
Correct.
But where things are different today is that we do have a much more varied way of doing that, of physically doing that. In the old days, it was pretty much an ad, a telephone, and the mail, right, or a broadcast. And so You've got, as you say, you brought up mobile. I mean, now, in addition to knowing what you're saying to them, you have to know how is it that they'd like to be contacted. There are all these different ways that customers have. Some people like mobile, some people don't. You know, I mean, that's where
the
things have gotten more complicated.
Two things. The other ones don't go away, and in some ways it shrinks our communication. Because if you are in a small town and you're a business person, you know everyone, you talk to everyone, they talk to everyone else.
Yeah.
In a big thing, you only talk to them, and they don't have an ability to know everyone and talk to everyone else.
We're going to talk about that some more after these messages and bring in the social media platforms after these messages with our good friend, Anita Rosen. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.